Governor Romney is in Grand Junction this morning after his campaign opened a field office there over the weekend. Now, Jody, so far, most of Romney's Colorado visits have been in more remote locations, such as Craig, Fort Lupton, and now today in Grand Junction. I'm curious why he isn't hitting the more populated swing areas of the state.
Well, it's a good question, and it's something we asked his campaign when we saw them last up in Craig. One of the things they stressed was that the economy was so bad on the western slope and the need for jobs so great that they thought it was just a great place to really emphasize their message. They point out that the unemployment rate in Grand Junction and in the western slope altogether is about 10.8%, and the actual jobless rate around 20%. So this is something that they're keying in on as one of the main themes that Obama has been unable to create jobs.
But these are a lot smaller groups, and to win Colorado, to win the state, he's going to have to sway opinion in these swing areas. I mean, if we go back to February, he did lose Colorado's caucus to one-time presidential hopeful Rick Santorum. So at some point, he's going to have to come more to the mainstream in terms of these populated areas.
Right now, the delegates are currently divided among Romney and still Rick Santorum and others. They haven't been released yet. However, the head of the delegation of delegates going to Tampa this summer stressed that they're in the process of getting everybody on board and united behind Romney. And I think we'll see a lot of effort in the coming weeks and months of a united Republican Party supporting the presumptive nominee, at least at this point. So I don't think they've ruled that out, but I think it's an intentional strategy to concentrate on some of the smaller outlining pockets and then probably key in on the bigger parts of the state later on.
I mentioned that the Romney campaign opened a field office in Grand Junction over the weekend. That corresponded with the launch of the first Super Saturday effort by the Republican National Committee. What is Super Saturday?
Super Saturday is going to be once a month from now through the election, all across the country. And what it is, it's going to be sort of like special days where volunteers try to reach out, get people on board, make thousands of phone calls, and really hype it up for November. And it's going to be a concentrated effort and beginning this weekend and bringing a lot of people on board. And they had a pretty good turnout in Mesa County. It was the opening of the headquarters there, and they're also combined it with the Mesa County Republican headquarters opening. So there were a lot of candidates there and a lot of energized volunteers, and something that's going to be nationwide, and this was Colorado's beginning of it.
And now from the "you know that you live in a swing state" category, a new round of pro-Republican TV ads are coming out today, blaming the president for the economy. They're hitting the airwaves today. Jody, this is a $25 million ad buy from Crossroads GPS.
That's the super PAC led by Carl Rove. And they've chosen Colorado as well as probably 8 or 9 other states. We'll see ads calling for more energy production, reduced taxes and regulation, and an end to the health law that Republicans call Obamacare. So we are in the mix, and we have something to look forward to in the next few weeks.
Well, and it goes without saying that the Obama campaign will surely counter with their own ads, which means a summer of campaign TV when we would all rather probably want to be watching reruns. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.